It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Where do they go from here on something like this? Obviously, the original attorneys walked down a pretty bizarre road with the whole Odinism thing. And maybe there is more to that. But if you're the new defense attorneys, do you have to continue going down that road with Richard Allen? Can you completely change up the theories here at this point with it being brand new counsel?
Yeah, you definitely are not beholden to predecessor counsel's motions.
Sure.
You know?
But do you want to, I guess is more the question. I know you can, but do you want to in this case?
Everyone wants to call it fantastical and, you know, like it's crazy. It all came from the discovery. No, mm-hmm. I mean, they went so far as to say that it could have been a ritualistic sacrifice. I don't think that is the case. I think that it's evident that the four named people plus the two guards that are named in there all are Odinists.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Period. It's like I don't know why people are acting like it's so insane. It's like that.
But it's like you go down the roads a little bit and it's kind of stops. Because there's no real history of Odinists sacrificing people. Are there these Odinist guards? Yeah, pretty clear there are. There's quite a few people in the area that subscribe to Odinism. So that part's not insane. It gets insane with how, and I don't want to say that because I don't believe it is insane, but when it goes to such extremes that so many, you start to lose people. And I think you could easily lose jurors as well with it just being on the surface, very fantastical. I mean, is that the only defense that they can go with at this point when it's been put out there so strongly? Would it be very bizarre if they were to come back and have a whole different theory, nothing to do with Odinism or maybe another version of this? I found it, you know, bizarre to begin with that they were going to go down that road just because I feel like it makes him look more guilty than he does, because I feel like he doesn't look very guilty until you start adding Odinism into this and you start adding all these big stories. It starts to feel like a child who is making up a big lie to cover, you know, something very small.
Right. Well, and it's not him making anything up.
No.
Like he's sitting in a prison cell. I mean, that, like, again, people just don't seem to understand that everything that the defense brought up in that memo came directly from the state's discovery.
It did.
Period.
Yeah.
All of it. My only beef is not that they, you know, brought up Odinism because it's relevant. It is. I mean, these four guys that three cops continued to investigate that angle for months after the unified command abandoned it. And, you know, I don't know why they abandoned it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, like new counsel is going to come in and they're going to look at the crime scene photos. And if we're to believe the defense, and again, everything is left to interpretation for both the state. That's what the law is about. Mm-hmm. This isn't about cops are always right or the prosecutor's always right. It's not how it works. They have their interpretation because they're trying to get a conviction on a case. They look at the same evidence that the defense does. And if they're sitting there and whatever they want to say about whatever, for whatever reason, they wanted to take a left turn off that angle. Mm-hmm. They thought enough of the sticks to find somebody at Purdue to say, hey, these seem unusual to us. Are they anything? And then go so far as to lie about it, like where he is.
Yeah.
It's weird, man.
Yeah,
you know, it's like people trying to like slough this off. I am so sick of people just blindly believing prosecutors and cops.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been doing this for 20 years in the system on the defense side of it. Don't.
Yeah.
They're wrong a lot.
Sure.
And they never own up to it when they're wrong, you know? And it's like, all we care, if we care about justice for the girls, if all the people with their pitchforks and their torches sitting outside of Richard Allen's cell wanting this guy to go down, if you care about the girls, then what you should be doing is sitting out with pitchforks and forks outside of McClelland's office saying, investigate everybody.
Yeah.
We're not convinced it's Richard Allen. Mm-hmm. Because what they have on Richard Allen is not sufficient to prove anything. I'm sorry. It's not an unspent casing. It's not a bullet that went through a gun that they've matched to Richard Allen. If that's what you think it is, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to our listeners out there.
Yeah.
That's not what it is. It's something that was ejected. A bullet that did not, like a casing, a full intact casing was ejected. Like when they racked the gun, boop, mm-hmm. popped out. It didn't fire through a barrel.
Yeah.
And it's for a 40 caliber weapon. They're not going to be able to definitively match it to Richard Allen's. Like I'm breaking news here. It's not going to be definitively matched to Richard Allen. They can't do it. It doesn't exist in science. Mm-hmm. It's not accepted science in a court of law. It's not. It's worse than ballistics, which is like tool markings and, you know, striations on the bullets. And like that is not even really accepted anymore. I mean, they're working on the technology to make that more reliable scientifically. And maybe they've been able to do that to some extent, but where it's been in the past is not enough to convict people on because it's not reliable science. And this thing's way less. And then you've got a guy who made a voluntary statement that he was on the tracks, period. That's what you have against this guy. And you've got four witnesses that all describe a completely different looking person. To me, you know, you're going to put somebody to death on that? I don't think so. Not in this country, you know? So they're going to come on and they're going to look at it all, Tony. And they're like, will they take that entire path on the Odinism? Like, I doubt it, but are they going to abandon it altogether? No, because you can't ignore it. You've got people making admissions. I mean, like people are really acting like this guy EF will use his initials, like that he didn't just flat out tell two of his sisters that he was there the day that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where's it? Like, so it's before there's news reports. And she went and took a polygraph that what she was saying was true, mm-hmm. that her brother had confessed that he was there and that he spit on one of the girls. Theoretically, his DNA should be. I mean, like, how are people just ignoring that?
Why are these pieces not coming to light more? And we're focusing over in these other areas.
Yeah.
What
so we'll see how it plays out.
I mean, for now, I mean, the Franks hearing was something that we were talking about. It looked like it was going to be coming to light at some point to identify if there was some wrongdoing by Liggett and some of the officers. Is that just all on hold indefinitely now until a new defense can get grip on what's going on? So this could likely, he's going to sit there until next year at some point to at least even get there. Yeah.
And remember, the Franks motion is pending and the motion for immediate transfer out of Westville Prison is still pending, which until the attorneys, that's not a rocket science type motion. I mean, new counsel, if they've been appointed, like the way this process goes is Gull's like talking to lawyers. Okay, who can handle this case locally? Like, you know, going out a few counties. Somebody within, you know, driving distance.
Yep.
And she's going to say, who are they? Whether they're from Indy, whether, I don't care where they're at, but I want competent lawyers on this thing. Mm-hmm. I want lawyers that are going to, like, if she puts in two, like, punching bags, it's going to be a problem,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you can't go from two guys that were fighting like hell to two guys that are complete pushovers or gals, whatever the case may be, you know, to, you know, just two people that aren't doing the work and that are just letting this thing steamroll towards a railroaded, you know, defendant getting convicted and the girl's not getting justice because we'll never know, or that Richard Allen gets killed in prison because they're just leaving him in there.
Yeah, almost.
You know, I mean,
what happens. Yeah. Is there more likelihood of a plea negotiation at this point, at some point, with everything that we know thus far and where it's been sitting? I don't know. The Elford plea is what came to mind earlier today. But I don't know. You would know that area far better than I if that's a road that one may go down, or even if they'd want to make a plea deal. If, in fact, he knows he's innocent, would he want to do that?
I mean, the only thing that the state could offer is life in prison. And if Richard Allen didn't do it, why the hell is he pleading to anything?
Yeah, no, exactly.
like these people talking about, like, Brett, my buddy from the prosecutors, keep talking about a plea deal. I'm like, why would this guy plead? Like, are you looking at different evidence than I'm looking at? Because that is not enough evidence to convict anybody. Like, yeah. You look at people like Rex Huerman and Koberger, people are like, that guy's guilty. Yeah, I mean, there's little pockets of humans out there that on Koberger. And look, everybody's presumed innocent. We all know that. Like, and I'm a huge proponent of that. You know, I'm always preaching that. And it's true. But, you know, in terms of just giving an objective opinion and reserving your final opinion, when I look at what they have on Koberger, he seems like he's the guy to me.
Sure.
Okay. And when same with Rex Huerman, he seems like he's the guy to me. Mm-hmm. It seems like they have a lot of really good evidence against Rex Huerman. Mm-hmm. That does not exist against Richard Allen. No. It just does not. People keep saying, oh, he's a bridge guy. He's a bridge. You don't know that he's a bridge guy. The guy's 5'4". This guy's like a Lilliputian. Like, I'm telling you, like, I've seen him in person multiple times. He's a very little guy. Mm-hmm. And he does not look like bridge guy to me at all.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And you've got two composites that came out, completely different looking people. The whole case has been screwed up. And you know who's paying the price? Are the girls' families. They're the ones paying the price for this. And they're sitting there wondering, because they're seeing and reading and hearing all the same things that we are. Like, I would love to know how confident they are that Richard Allen's the correct person.
Yeah.
You know, because look, families of victims put all their faith into prosecutors and law enforcement when they say that we got the right guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they have no choice but to. And when stuff like this starts happening, I mean, what must they be feeling? And look, the law is not kind to victims' families during the pendency of trials. The prosecutor is not keeping them up to date on the blow-by-blows. It's not how it works. Law enforcement is not calling them with updates. They're in the dark, like the rest of us, hearing rumor and innuendo, and that's just a nightmare for them.
Yeah.
You know, all they want is the right person or persons convicted for killing their girls, period. And that's the only way that we get justice. And where I'm sitting right now, I am not at all convinced that it's Richard Allen, like not even a little bit. And the more that I hear about other individuals and what was going on, there's just something stinks in Delphi. And I don't know what it is, but I have every intention on trying to dig it up.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.